Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
Jessica's not her real name, but she slid into our DMs, and here's the drama this morning.
Okay.
I need someone on my side, so maybe you can use this for your DM dilemma. My husband and I have always split our tax refund, and since we just filed last week, we're already planning on how we'll spend the money. He expressed that he'd like to gamble on the big basketball tournament that's going on. I'm not a fan of this idea. We don't even have the money yet. So he asked to borrow the money out of our savings.
Mm.
How do I say no without sounding controlling?
I mean, if she already set the precedent that they split it no matter what, I want to know, again, there's always so many questions. Like, normally in the past, do you get to spend it? No questions asked. It's your money. This is my money. Is it spent on house projects? And if he's asking to take it out of the savings, my big question is, what's your financial situation? If he takes that much money, depending on what your refund is it going to put your family relationship in hardship? If that were the case, then I'd be like, oh yeah, you could definitely say no. But if you're financially stable and that was what you're already doing, I don't know.
Give him the money. Give him the money.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's financially responsible enough to know he's not going to go bet on March Madness taking money that they don't have out of their savings. If he's not, that's a whole different situation. But they split the refund every time. It hasn't come in yet. Starting tomorrow is 2 weeks of sports heaven. It's the biggest betting 2 weeks of the year. He wants to have some fun. He wants to bet. He said he will borrow the money, meaning he will pay it back as soon as they get it. Why let this be a thing when just you can just let him borrow the money? But a lot of people are going to disagree with me, probably.
I don't know. Like I'm saying, if that was already the standing situation that you have, if it was a we split it, no questions asked, then I don't think you have the right to say no. But I could see if there were other financial factors that were like, this isn't the right time, since you have to take it out of savings, because who knows when they'll get the refund. And how much is the refund? That's the other big thing.
Are you
getting like a couple $100 back, or are you getting a couple grand back and he's going to be like, hey, let's go, let's try and triple it?
Yeah, I'm biased on this. I've been texting my friend in Iowa this morning saying, can you put some bets in for me tonight? The basketball tournament started. Would you let your husband do this?
Hold on. It was this Sierra that was DMing us? Is that what it is? What do you think about the DM dilemma? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Jessica needs some advice. What does she do about this tax refund drama? When does the big college basketball tournament start?
Officially tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a few games today, but that's a different story, but officially starts tomorrow.
Okay, so this woman, Jessica, they're not really her name. We made that up in today's DM dilemma, has one more day to try and defer when it comes to her husband asking for money when it comes to gambling. Now, here's the situation she sent to us. They just did their taxes. They're going to be getting a refund. Normally, they split that refund. But they haven't actually got the cash yet. He wants to gamble on basketball. And so he's asked, hey, can I just pretty much get an advance on the money by taking it out of our savings?
Yep. 757 says, in the words of the great philosopher, Big Worm, when you play with my money, you play with my emotions. So it's a no. If you want to do what you want to do, it's your part of the income tax return. That's fine. But when it's our savings, it's a no because of us.
Big Worm, isn't that from Friday?
I don't even know. But is that true, though, that he's technically borrowing the money? So he intends on paying it back. Is it their money then?
Well, here's the deal. A lot of people are calling him out for spending the money and wanting the advance on it, like the 909, who says anyone who has a mindset of taking money from their savings should be questioned. I'm sure the savings was not intended for you to be gambling with.
Okay.
A lot of people are calling this guy out saying he might have a bit of a gambling problem.
We have no reason to speculate that, though. If he had a little bit of a gambling problem, wouldn't have she said it in the DM to us? There is no indication here that he has a gambling problem. This is notoriously one of the biggest gambling 2 weeks in America. Over the history of America, since it's been around, he didn't get his tax return. He wants to borrow some money. I'll be gambling. I don't have a problem. I know I'm going to lose the money if I win some money. Oh, don't do this now. I think she should just give him the money and trust that he's your husband. He will pay it back with his portion of the tax return.
714 here says, what if you end up taking that money from your savings and you lose? Okay, that's one way to look at it. And then you got the 949 that goes, yeah, but what if he wins? 949, definitely a gambler.
Yes.
Definitely a gambler. What if he wins? Always looking at the bright side.
Look, if he's borrowing this money to try and win to pay the rent or the mortgage, that's a whole nother
situation.
That's
a problem.
But we are going to speculate he's not doing that because I haven't heard otherwise.
What do you think? How should Jessica handle this? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
The big basketball tournament starts tomorrow, and he wants to gamble. Jessica doesn't know what to do. That's our DM dilemma today. They split their tax refund, but they haven't got the tax refund yet.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if he could borrow out of their savings so he could gamble on the big tournament. She doesn't necessarily want him to, but she doesn't know how to say no.
Steven, Marietta, what do you think?
A big thing of mine is I am a big gambler. Anybody that goes out there that thinks they're going to win, they're a bunch of idiots.
Agreed.
You see, Vegas was not built on winners. It was built on losers.
Agreed.
You have to have the mentality that that money is gone. You lost it.
And maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's why she doesn't want to take out of the savings because, yeah, there's a chance he's going to use that money and he's going to lose it.
You got to trust him, though.
Shannon in Baldwin Park, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Hi, Kelly and Guy. You know, I think if he's going to borrow the money from the savings, he should pay interest. So it's a win-win situation.
I like that.
I don't like that.
It's true, though. He wants an advance on it. If he were to go get an advance on money anywhere else, he would have to pay interest on it.
What he can do maybe is say, babe, if I win, I will give you a portion of the winnings, but I will pay it back.
Well, now she's gambling, too, and she doesn't want to.
But it's no loose.
Exactly, so.
Well, 626 here says it's his money. He should be able to do what he wants with it, period.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him politely asking you. Look, we have to take what we know. And what we know is right in front of us, what we've read. For people to keep saying he has a gambling problem, there's been no indication of that.
There's a lot of those text messages.
He might have one, but we don't know that. So we have to take him at face value, right? I think it's unfair.
Well, a lot of people are just referencing the fact that you want to take out of your savings to go gamble. That's never a good idea because your savings are there for a rainy day. So what happens between now and the tax return, if something actually happens where you'd need that money, you don't have it now.
Yeah, let's hope he is just betting because it is the biggest sporting event of the year to bet on in Vegas. That's the truth.
Well, we're betting on you right now. Hopefully we can send you to Stagecoach.
Hop in. You're
our money, his money, her money. Whose money is it when it comes to this tax refund in the DM dilemma? We had a woman send us a DM. We're calling her Jessica, not her real name. She said she needs someone on her side. They recently did their taxes. They're going to be getting a refund. And normally they just split the money. Well, they want to split it again this year. However, the tax return isn't in yet. And the husband wants to gamble on the big basketball tournament that takes place starting tomorrow. So he's asking, can he get a little bit of money from the savings? Can he borrow it from there to use to gamble tomorrow?
Nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Okay, well, 714 is calling you out on that. Well, what happens if the IRS catches a mistake and now you end up owing? What are you going to do? Because now you took the money out of your savings and you don't have it.
Okay, all valid points. But this guy is an adult. Before going and spending all his money on gambling, he has to know all the potential repercussions. He has to know he can 100% pay that money back. And she's given me no inclination in her message to us to say that he can't do that.
Well, here's my big hang-up is, what is the financial situation? Do you have a big savings account where if he pulls a couple $100, you're not going to really notice it until he pays it back? Then I'd be like, okay, sure, go ahead. But if he's going to empty out your account and now you're going to be left until you get your refund, I would have an issue and say, no way, not at all.
And we don't know that, right. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Rob in Menifee, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
So first and foremost, what I don't like about that is the pay you back part. Y'all are married. You share that account. It's equally as much hers as it is equally as much his. Now, you can't make stupid decisions with that money without consulting the other person who partially owns that money, in my opinion. I think he should have said something along the lines of, hey, is this money allocated for something important? You know, the tax returns are running behind. I'm going to use some of that to gamble with. And then it should be, okay, as long as you put that money back with the money you get from your tax return, this isn't a parent speaking to a child. It's two adults. You know what I mean? Like, it's equally his money. Who cares what he does with it?
Good point. Although, I give him kudos for asking, because if you would have just taken the money out of the savings and not been like, hey, babe, just out of your courtesy, I would have stabbed him.
Oh. Dude, my wife would have murdered me.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I like your
wife. I would have been like, how is all this money gone?